Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where 10 minutes a day keeps those doubts away with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn why you need to take a stand in your business. At some point, you have to draw a line in the sand. I have no doubt in my mind you have a strong stance on something in your industry. Whatever you do, don't hold back that opinion. And today, I'm going to show you how not to be afraid to take a stand. I'm going to explain why it's important and how to do it. I can't wait to jump right into this one, so let's get down to business. Before we get into it, let me tell you about today's sponsor, our good friends at 99 Designs. Working with an individual graphic designer has its limitations. Timing is one of them. Want dozens of designs to choose from in just 7 days? Visit 99designs.com/MBA and get a $99 power pack of services for free. That's 99designs.com/MBA. All right, guys, let's get into it. Agreement on how things have been said or done is not only boring, but it slams the door shut on innovation. It leaves very little room for creativity. Innovation and creativity is what keeps a brand fresh. And sometimes you just have to share your opinion on something. You got to give a little rant or a rave. But obviously this has to be constructive. People love people who are passionate, but they also want value. If you feel strongly about something, your passion is going to shine through and they're going to really resonate with that. Your audience is really going to resonate with that and they'll get behind you and what you believe in. When you're confident in your message and you take a stand on something, you're standing out and you're positioning yourself as an authority. Your business must stand for something. Or you must take a stand on some topic in your industry. All great businesses have a point of view. A business's philosophy or anchor belief is what motivates you to do what you do. What do I mean by anchor belief? It's your philosophy or your viewpoint on the way you view your business or your industry. It's the big idea that you focus on all your products, your services, your marketing, your presentation, and any other element of your business. Its premise becomes the backbone of your business. So let me give you an example. At the $100 MBA, we are committed to giving as much value as possible and just give without the idea of what am I getting in return. We believe if we give enough value that the people that really are interested in what we do will eventually buy and become a member of the $100 MBA. And if not, that's fine too. We still continue to give value. That's one thing. Another thing that we feel strongly about, one of our basis or pillars in our business, is that we don't believe in defining your success. You need to define your own success. This is one of the reasons why we don't do income reports here. Some online businesses decide it's a good idea to present how much money the business is making every month, and it's a way to motivate other people. I see the reasoning behind it, but we personally don't believe in doing that because we believe that we shouldn't define what success means. You should do that. My success or my definition of success may be too limiting to you, or maybe it's just far beyond what you want or need. So that's an example of taking a stand, even though a lot of people in the industry believe in the other way around, where you should have income reports and you should be showing your audience how much money you're making and you can, you know, motivate them and inspire them by doing that. We personally believe that does more harm than good because we really want people to define their own goals, and that includes financial goals. This is what I'm talking about when I say your anchor belief or a value that you really believe in. An anchor belief is presented in a way that's new and interesting. So when I present this to people, they're like, yeah, that's pretty interesting that you're just giving value and you know, you're not asking anything in return and you're just hoping that people will pay. Like, I'm not hoping. It's a formula. I know that if I give immense amount of value, more and more value, I've seen that I've gotten more and more sales. This makes your target audience eager to find out more about you when they see something that's a little bit different. It helps cut through all the marketing noise and helps make you a valuable asset and a pretty interesting brand in your market. These beliefs are exciting. It's exciting for you and those who are exposed to it. It makes people want to share it because they agree with your philosophy and stance in the marketplace. So you must be completely focused on your beliefs, on your values. It helps define your brand and give prospects clarity about you. This is why it's absolutely critical to ensure your message, your philosophy, is a part of all of what you do, whether that's a marketing campaign, a video, a blog post, a product, a webinar, a presentation, it doesn't matter. Those things you believe in, the things that you're taking a stand on, should be clear and apparent to those who get in contact with you, either through any of those mediums, the blog post, the product, the webinar, the presentation. People should know this is the guy, this is the gal that believes in this and takes a stand on this area in their market. I got more for you guys, but let me tell you about 99 Designs, today's sponsor, and they have a clear stance on their marketplace. They believe in making sure that you have a selection of designers, that many designers are working for you to get you the best design that you could possibly get. That's why they're such a great resource. When you're first starting out, you may not know others in your industry and you want to connect with people, and that can take time. Luckily for both you and I, we have 99 Designs that has access to over 900 designers. So why would you want to be connected to 900 designers? Well, when was the last time you reached out to a single designer and they absolutely nailed your design project? I can tell you firsthand, that is very, very rare. I mean, I'm talking about completely satisfied. If that has ever happened to you, then consider yourself extremely fortunate. A great designer is hard to come by. However, when you have multiple designers all working on your project at the same time, then you have several options to choose from, increasing your chances to getting the design you love. You get to be involved in the process and walk away with a logo, a website, or any other design that truly represents your brand. I've used 99 Designs in the past, and they're absolutely brilliant. They're easy to use. It's extremely convenient, and I've been satisfied over and over again. Visit 99designs.com/MBA and get a $99 power pack of services for free. That's 99designs.com/MBA. So you're starting to see why taking a stand is so important. Another great benefit about taking a stand or having an anchor belief in your business is that it creates distance between you and the rest of the competition. It gives you a great leverage in building and strengthening your audience and community. This creates a positioning that's unique to you. When people attach themselves to a belief they really believe in, you not only create a brand that advocates, but establishes yourself as a leader and authority in your community. This enables you to sell more products or services and opens up the doors for more and more opportunities. See, it's actually easier to get somebody to resonate with what you believe in, what the business is all about. If they resonate with that, then selling your products to them is not too hard. Once they've bought into your philosophy, it's actually easy to sell a product. Keep your message simple and keep it clear because people hate complex ideas and confusion. Confused prospects or confused audience members will never buy from you because it just doesn't make any sense to them. So my advice to you is keep it clear, keep it simple, keep it personal, and don't be afraid to take a stand. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. Nicole and I really appreciate you listening every single day. If you have 2 minutes and want to show your support, we would love for you to give us an iTunes rating and review. Just visit 100mba.net/show to learn how to do that. I want to leave you with this, guys. Sometimes taking a stand is not always easy because you are going against the grain. You are saying something that other people are not saying. And it may feel like you're committing, you know, some sort of social suicide. But trust me, if you feel strongly about something or you're frustrated about something in your industry, I'm pretty sure there'll be other people like that too, and they'll resonate with what you say. And you don't have to be mean about it. You can be respectful about your position because we respect the opposite opinion of the things we take a stand on. I understand why people do the other things. I understand why they take a stand on that. I just simply don't agree with it. And one place to really get started when it comes to taking a stand is writing a blog post. Get on your blog and write a blog post about something that you really feel passionate about and your position on that topic. If you want to share your stand on something, you can just share it with me on Twitter. My handle's at BizRepublic, B-I-Z Republic. I'd love to hear from you. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.
Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.